Monday, October 5th, 2:25 a.m. I got up a half hour ago, in the process of painting now, and it took so long because I was dealing with a dog and getting stuff set up here, and getting ready to paint. So that's where I'm at. See you in a bit. What time is it? 6:06 a.m. Okay. Well, spent most of the morning drawing another image of a bulldozer in the lower right-hand corner. And kind of fleshing it out a little. So another character, and then I scraped some other stuff, some other high points on some paint that I missed. So I scraped it, and so that part's got to get painted over again anyway. So a lot of going, three steps forward and one step back, or three steps forward and two steps back, or whatever. Anyway, so as I was watching this, I listened to some panel discussions sometimes, and this one I just left off on was kind of relevant to the painting in a way, about AI and facial recognition being used in China to control the people. And the idea that digitizing books is making it way easy for people that want to alter history to do so. They can, in China at least, they can eliminate mistakes by the Communist Party out of history. And no one can find it anywhere, but, you know, unless there's a hard copy of the original book or something. So, yeah, this world is going to get there's going to be a big something someday, you know, a rebellion against all this, because human nature is going to fight back against control of the controllers. You know, Frank Zappa had his Joe's Garage, and he had the kind of a controller called the Central Scrutinizer, and that's what his complaint was: is that he wasn't free just to do his music any way he wanted to do it, you know, and people would even try to make laws against doing that, or his livelihood was creating the music and selling it, and there were people trying to make laws to make it harder for him to sell his music. So the United States apparently is a free country, and even though there's people trying to change that idea all the time, the people in Hong Kong that are protesting the fact that they were supposed to be left kind of like on their own to live their life as they are when the British gave Hong Kong back to China. China said, okay, we'll do it. Now they're not doing it. They want to absorb them into their AI-controlled police state, totalitarian state, not just authoritarian, totalitarian state. Where you have to believe what they believe anyway, or do, you know, as Orwell put it, 2 + 2 = 5. And but anyway, so these protesters are waving the American flag. That's the symbol of freedom, you know, of free thought, of freedom of expression, a freedom of association, you know. Basically, being able to think for yourself. And that's the symbol, is the American flag. In these times, at least. So, gotta go do my stuff.
10:31 a.m. Just got back from my walk. While I was walking, a friend of mine called, and another retiree that is planning on going on a RV trip to Utah, then down to Arizona, then up to Las Vegas, and wants to know if we can watch his, if we can watch his two cats. And I told him sure, because my wife is, you know, is willing to do that just at a drop of the hat for the animals. And so I get back, and now the wife's saying she might be a little sick. She feels a little achy, maybe, and kind of run down, tired-like. But she does have allergies, and she feels like that in the spring, and every now and then the allergies do hit her a little harder in the fall. So we'll keep an eye on that. But so that's it for today. Okay? Have a good one.